Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us to keep us up to date on our SDCCU fan hotline on everything going on in AAA and below for the Padres, Kevin Charity from Mad Friars is with us here. Kevin, good morning to you.
Good. Good morning to you guys. How's it going?
Doing good, buddy.
The big story, I think, over the weekend was Mackenzie Gore got his promotion and made his debut for the AA Amarillo Sod Poodles. How did his first start go at the AA level?
It went pretty well. It's interesting. We had a Marcus, who writes for our site, out there who actually covered it. And he didn't really have his best stuff. He was really, even after the game, their pitching coordinator described it as the C stuff. But when you look at the overall line, he went 5 1/3 innings of shutout baseball. You know, only gave up 2 hits. The big difference that you kind of saw is that he wasn't missing as many bats as you would expect. You know, he only had 4 strikeouts in 5 1/3 innings, but I think all in all, he still pitched really well. You know, his fastball command looked pretty good. You know, he kind of ran out of gas a little bit the last couple innings. His velocity dropped, which is, you know, maybe a little bit of a concern. It could be fatigue. This could be, you know, maybe the adrenaline wearing off of getting that first start. But all in all, I mean, again, you know, that the start lowered his season ERA under 1, so there's not really a lot that you can complain about.
Yeah, I mean, I watched, I saw a little bit of a video. I saw the pickoff, which was awesome. I mean, he's got a lot of poise for such a young kid. And obviously the every stage he goes to, that level's, you know, it's not too big for him. It reminds me a lot of Tatis Jr. You know, he just kind of looked like he belonged in the big leagues from the day he got there. And I think we'll see Mackenzie Gore sooner than later up here with the big club. You know, they're obviously going to be careful with his development, though, aren't they, Kevin?
Yeah, and I think the thing that you also have to look at, too, is he's already exceeded his innings from last year, so it's really difficult to know how much longer they're going to let him go. I mean, typically you're not going to let a guy, you know, double his innings. He's thrown, you know, 84 1/3 innings this year after throwing 60 last year. So, you know, they could dip a turn of the rotation. I think a lot of people have kind of, if the Padres are still in contention in September, have kind of clamored for him to be brought up, and I just don't see that as a possibility just because of that innings count. But yeah, I think they'll be creative, and I think they'll just kind of let him do his thing. And, at the end of the day, I think it's more about his development versus seeing if he's ready for the big leagues, you know, this year.
Yeah, for sure. I fully don't expect him this year, but, you know, it'd be nice to have him competing early next season. I had to ask you about a tweet you sent over the weekend that, you know, really caught my eye. It said, you went through rosters and the Padres have over 40 players eligible for the Rule 5 draft this winter. It only gets crazier in 2020 when most of their J2 class from 2016 has to be protected. Now, for those of you that don't know how the Rule 5 draft works, Kevin, break it down just very simply how the Rule 5 works.
So typically it's guys, if you sign, I think before you're the 18, you have basically 4 years before you have to be protected. And if you sign as like a college player, it's 3 years. So when you look at some of the guys that they signed, like, for example, I think some of the big names that you're going to see eligible for this year's draft are like Buddy Reed,
yep,
who was a college player back in 2016, who's had kind of a, you know, a mixed season. You know, he's shown potential, but, you know, his road and home splits are pretty ghastly. You know, even like a guy like Jorge Onya, who you paid, you know, essentially $14 million for, is, you know, we found out is out for the season. He had some shoulder surgery after mashing for about the first month in Amarillo. So, you know, he doesn't seem like the guy that's, you know, typically profiled to go in the Rule 5 just because he's pretty limited to a corner. So it's hard to say, but I mean, there's a lot of other guys too. I mean, I think there's a lot of pitchers, you know, guys like Easturi Ruiz, who they got in that Matt Strom trade. So, I mean, and then next year, you know, you're going to have, you know, like guys like Jason Rosario, Gabriel Arias, guys who have shown potential but aren't necessarily putting up huge numbers. So, and even if you look at their 40-man now, you have guys like Olivares and Torrens, Luis Torrens, who may be a little bit redundant just based on the depth they have in the outfield and behind the plate. So I think, they're almost going to have to make a couple of trades just to kind of consolidate some of these guys.
Yeah, because you can't keep everybody.
Yeah, the
right?
logical conclusion, and I think you just alluded to it there, Kevin, is that you need to make like a 3-for-1 trade. And even if you don't feel like you're getting full value, you know, you trade a couple of minor league prospects for a bullpen arm to help you out. If you were just going to lose those guys anyway, possibly in the Rule 5 draft, better to get something for them now than nothing for them later.
Absolutely. I think, you know, there's enough guys on this list that are tantalizing other organizations. Even if you look at a guy like Eggy Rosario, who I don't think I've seen him on any top 30 prospects, but he's an infielder at Elsinore, 19 years old, can play all around the infield, has a good arm, can hit a little bit. I think that guy in a lot of systems is a top 15 or 20 guy in that system. So I think, you know, should the Padres want to make kind of a, you know, I don't think it'd be a major splash, but if they're going out and let's say, hey, we're still in this thing, we need a bullpen arm. A couple of guys like that, I think, you know, a team that's rebuilding would be, okay, like these guys are decent enough, like, you know, this can get a deal done. So I think those are some of the things to watch, and I think you'll see more of that in the offseason because, like you said, they can't keep all these guys. They have, you know, they can only, you know, put 40 men on the roster. So it's interesting, and it'll be interesting what they do.
Kevin, speaking of bullpen guys, I want to talk about someone who recently graduated from the minor league system. Saw him over the weekend. That's Andrés Muñoz. Certainly intriguing given his velocity. He already had like 8 of the 10 hardest thrown pitches by a Padres player this season,
yeah,
or something like that. What was his backstory, and how did he get to now being in San Diego today?
You know, another guy that sent out of Mexico. You know, he's been kind of tested. He's had some arm injuries in the past, but I think this year he went to Amarillo and just absolutely dominated. Like you said, not a lot of guys are going to touch a fastball that sits at 102. You know, he's hit 104. You know, he's really improved the slider this year, which I think has been the biggest reason why he saw him kind of move pretty quickly. You know, he's straight bullpen arm all the way, but I mean, you know, a really interesting guy. Just, I mean, there's not many guys in the minor leagues or the major leagues for that matter that can throw that hard. But yeah, I think at 20 years old, you know, he's been in the system for a while and has kind of steadily moved up, was in Elsinore for a little bit last year. And, you know, again, when you have a guy that can just get out there and sit at 100 miles an hour, it's going to open eyes. I mean, they have a few guys like that in the system, but he's been the one that I think has the most electric stuff out of any guy that's thrown out of the bullpen in the system in several years.
I was at his debut on Friday night, and you could, I mean, it was, it's electric is the right word for it. And you wonder, you know, I mean, he is bullpen arm only. Is he a guy that you could look at as the closer of the future for this team? I mean, it's, you know, he's two pitch guy, fastball slider, but when your fastball's coming in at 101, 102, and been clocked as high as 104 in the minor leagues, I'm good running him out there in the ninth.
Yeah, I think absolutely he could close. I think the, you know, development of the slider and how that progresses is going to be really the key. You know, he threw a couple of really good ones in his debut that I saw. But again, you know, when you throw that hard and, you know, he can locate it to the corners, the thing that's a little concerning is just because he's 20, is he's still a little wild. The command isn't really, you know, all the way there yet. But I think if he can kind of continue to get better at that, I think, you know, come 2021 or even next year, if Kirby gets dealt, you're going to see him, you know, kind of jump in that fray with a lot of other arms that they have that I think could fill that role.
Kevin, we talked to Keith Law last week about his midseason top 50. He had 5 Padres up there, and another one, Adrian Morejon, right out of the top 50. The surprising name for me was that C.J. Abrams, the Padres' most recent draft pick, was already there. Has he, I missed it over the weekend, has he gotten a game without a hit yet, or is he still riding his hot start to the season in rookie ball?
So he actually, he had a 20-game hitting streak going in last night, and it ended.
Oh.
Ironically, the Padres have 2 Arizona League teams, so they play together in a kind of weird, bizarre inter-squad game that counts in the standings and counts for stats. So it actually took Padres prospects to have him go 0-for-4 and not get a hit. But he's still, even with that, he's still hit about 440, stealing bases. I mean, he'll get on base, still second, still third. He's got 11 steals. He's hit for some power, you know, not necessarily home run power, but he's been finding gaps. So I think he's been just another guy that you can add to the list of middle infield prospects they have. He's made, I think, 6 or 7 errors in like 17 or 18 games.
Well, it fit right in then.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was kind of hoping that he would be able to move into center field because that's the probably the spot in the organization where there's just not a lot of depth. So maybe that makes it easier. But, I mean, I think all the reports that we've heard and everything, you know, there's some people out in the desert. I mean, he's been as good as advertised, if not better, with his hit tool.
Well, I was just going to ask you, that was kind of the question I was going to ask, is they're playing him at what, short every single game?
Yeah, he's been playing it short. I don't think that he's played it second yet. He's kind of moved around. I think he may have a little bit, but, you know, he's a guy that when they drafted him, he, you know, there was some talk about him just going to center field, and that's ultimately, you know, I talked to Carlos Calaza, who writes for Baseball America, and he put like a 60-40 on it. He ends up in center field. I think they're just going to give him every opportunity to play, you know, the middle infield until he proves he can't. But I think with his speed and, you know, with the fact that, you know, he may develop, you know, 10 to 15 home run power with, you know, an elite hit tool and, you know, legitimate 80 grade speed. I mean, you know, having him in center field, you know, chasing down fly balls is going to, you know, look really good at Petco Park. That's ultimately where I think he's going to end up, just based on what I've heard. But I think the organization just, you know, hey, it's a guy that could play short. Let him play there until he can't.
Well, Kevin, certainly appreciate it. As always, we'll catch up with you again in a couple of weeks and see how guys are finishing up their season. The minor league season ends pretty much at the end of August, right? So we only got like a month and a half left.
Yeah, the regular season ends on Labor Day every year. So getting close.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit closer. Kevin, thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks, Casey.
All right, Kevin Charity from Matt Friars on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low rates, zero closing costs on select mortgage loans. Equal housing opportunity subject to approval. Refinance or apply for a mortgage loan today at sdccu.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.